Praise God, praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are grateful. Revelation 12:11 tells us that, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Today on Voice of Testimony, VOT, our episode is Miracles Hidden in Obstacles. The God of Again and Again. In Mark chapter 2 verse 1 to 5, there was an account of the four friends of the paralytic. Their friend was afflicted and needed a miracle desperately. The Bible tells us that the four friends of the paralytic reached out and in desperation, they tore the roof to get to where Jesus was. They cared less about the outcome and financial implication of doing the unusual, tearing down the roof. But we are more concerned about the miracle they hoped for in the midst of the obstacle. Their focus was on the miracle, not on the obstacle. The roof, which was supposedly a covering, in this case became an obstacle or barrier because they desperately needed to reach Jesus. Before the manifestation of God's power and performance of miracles, there are usually barriers or obstacles which are intended by the devil to discourage us and introduce fear, anxiety, doubts, and unbelief. But you can choose to shun the deception of the devil, whose aim is to stop you from receiving divine intervention and turnaround, and choose to take the risk or go the extra mile to save your soul and anyone that is in desperate need of help. Obstacles, as negative as they may seem, may be stepping stones or freeway to our miracles. Blind Bartimaeus was also faced with the obstacles and distraction from men, but he remained focused and fixed his eyes on Jesus in Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. And the Bible tells us that Jesus beckoned on him and called him to come closer. Despite the discouragement from men, the same people that stood as obstacle were the stepping stone, were the ones that pushed him to where Jesus was. Today, as you focus on Jesus and ignore the negativities, the obstacles, the distractions, you will surely get to your expected and victorious end, and all the glory will be given to God. Our nugget: whatever you make happen for others, particularly positively, is a spiritual investment which will eventually come back to you as a spiritual benefit or good reward. The four friends of the paralytic invested their time and took the risk to save their friend, and they got their miracle. David also was a blessing to Mephibosheth when he called on him, asking, "Is there still anyone in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And when Mephibosheth was brought to him, even though initially there was contention, when Ziba said he was lame at his feet, David insisted and still asked for him to be brought, and he received his blessing. Today, as you focus on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, no obstacle will be able to stop you from getting to your expected end. Prayers. Father, Grant me the grace to sow love and kindness so that I will partake of your everlasting mercies. In Jesus' name. Acronym of miracles. M, manifestation of the power of God. I, intervention. R, restoration. A, actualization. C, Christ focus and Christ centered. L, lean not on your own understanding. And E, expectation will always lead to manifestation. Have a blessed day. Amen.